We are holding Daf Kuf Tes Omer Aleph in the middle of the Gemara. Ramash said Ravina. The Gemara says again that Ravina Kloy Leve Ravashi. Ravina went to visit by Ravashi. Chazio did Dricha Le Chamra. He saw the way a Chamoran S was Dricha like trodden over Agaba the Karya on his foot. So Ravina saw the Ravashi had like a crushed foot. A Chamor stepped on it. The Yosef a Kotsomas Le Vechalo. So Ravashi was like soaking it in vinegar to get down the swelling, and this was on Shabbos. So Amulet Ravina said Ravashi, Leisovolo Mar, don't you hold, Leyodi Yomar Rav Hillel, that the Rav Hillel said before, that Chololoi, that you're not allowed to soak your swelling in vinegar, that's Nikar Mor Meshum Refuah, that should be Yosef. So Amulet answered back and said, Gav Hayad, the Gav HaRegel Shani, that the back of your hand or the back of your foot, that's different. Here it's Muta. So Rashi says, to before Rashi, the Dericha Lechamro, Chamor Dorach Learagloi, that a Chamor trotted over his foot. So Shani Rashi Shema Kosai Kosha, that here the back of your foot, that's a very bad wound there. O Mesukin, and it's command like Askonas Tefoshas. And therefore, Mechal, all of us are Shabbos. Like, if you have to be Mechal Shabbos, it'll be Mutta. So therefore, for sure, it's Mutta to do this refuah. That's not a Nisi Dirais. It's only an over Nisi Shvus. Havad, it was Mutta, Renechnami. All the type of wounds, it would be also Mishum refuah to soak it in vinegar. He could the army something like this. That the Maestro, when Ravina went to visit Ravashi, was like this. He could the army some say, Chazayu de Kotsomas Le Bechamra. He saw him soaking his wound in wine. So Amalei, so Ravina said to Ravashi, Leisov Lamar, don't you hold Lihod the Yom Rov that we have before, that Rov says that Hani B'nai Mechuzah, these people from B'nai Mechuzah, people living in Mechuzah, Kivun the Mefanki, since they're very delicate people over there, and if any little bit strength heals, is Afilu Chamer Nami Masilu, if they would soak their wound in wine, that would be awesome, because that heals for them, since they're so delicate. Even wine would also heal their maka, and therefore it's called the refuah. It should be also mishum refuah to take this on Shabbos. Omar, I mean, what he meant to ask was, Omar Nami, you also, Ravashi, Omar Nami, Homafanki, you're also a delicate person. So therefore it should be also for you to soak it in wine. On this Amalei, Ravashi said back, no, that Gav Hayad, the Gav HaRegel Shani, that this maka, the wound that I have, on the back of your hand or the back of your foot, that's a more sakana, that's almost a sakana safashus, and there it's mutter to do this. This refuah would be mutter to do on Shabbos to protect the wound that was agabi hayad, the agav haregel. To yomer rav ad abamas nomer rav, gav hayad the gav haregel, the back of your foot, the back of your hand, harehe and kamake shechalal, it's mamish called the wound that's inside your body, in the hollowness of your body, and therefore mechal in aleim as a Shabbos. If it will come to be Mechal Shabbos, it will be Mutter to Mechal Shabbos, because it's Ksas Sakona, therefore we're allowed to do this type of refuah on Shabbos. Torah Rabbanan, remember this. It says, Rechtsim b'mei Goror, you're allowed to wash yourself on Shabbos, you're allowed to bathe yourself in the water of Goror. It's the type of, it was this type of water, some type of a river it was. B'mei Chamsin, who then a person could wash himself on Shabbos, in this water of Chamsin. Some say it means hot springs. V'mei Chamsin, hot springs. V'mei Asya, or the waters of Asya. Also near Tveria, some say. Or V'mei Tveria, or else you can wash yourself in the waters of Tveria, even though it's hot water, this would be mutter to wash yourself on Shabbos. Avo loy b'yam ha-godol. But in the Yam HaGadol, the Great Sea, some say it's the Mediterranean Sea, there the Yosa, Puloi Bimei Mishra, can't wash yourself, not in Mei Mishra, it's the water that you soak flax in. Must be because this water is only done Mishum Refuah. And therefore it's also to wash yourself, it looks like you're healing yourself on Shabbos, Refuah is also to take on Shabbos. And Puloi Bimei Mishra, the same you can't go into the waters of Stoim, also it's also, there's also a type of Refuah. The more says a minute, I have a question. Like Rashi says if Loi B'yam HaGadol more than first time, why? But may Mishra Shasharim, but you saw Kishtim there. Then there are chitzim, it's not there to wash yourself, it's dirty water. Only Mishum Rafua people do it. And the same thing, B'yomishas Daim, it's very salty there. And people don't wash themselves, only Mishum Rafua. Therefore, in these two places, it's Mucha Milsi doing Mishum Rafua, therefore it's also. So Mori asked a question, Raminu, I'll throw you a question. It says, Roicha Tzim B'meitveria. You're allowed to wash yourself in the Meitveria, even though it's hot spring water. Mikwa Din, it's Mutta. Or V'yam Agulir says, you are allowed to wash yourself in the Mediterranean Sea. But not in this water you soak the flax in. Not in the salty water of stone. But I call upon them, Kasha Yamagodla, Yamagodla Zastira. Are you allowed to wash yourself in the Yamagodla not? First it says it's us, and here it says it's Mutta. So it says, Om Rabbi Yechlin Lakash. There is no stira here. Hor Rabbi Meyo, Hor Rabbi Yuda. Rashi says, not that we say Rechts and you're allowed to wash yourself in Yamagodla. That goes according to Rabbi Meyo. The Mishav Yekola Yamim Kiyadod, all the rivers are alike, all the oceans are alike. And there's not mafli between the Yamagoda and the Shah Yamim. So if according to Rabbi Meir, just like the other oceans are mutta to wash in, Miyikaradin on Shabbos, even though it's brought on the Locha, the Gainim already say, it's also to wash yourself in cold water, even in cold water on Shabbos. You should not go down to the river to wash yourself, not even in cold water, it's also. But that's later, Locha, the Achrainim put in Issa. But in the din of the Gemara, it's mutta to wash yourself in cold water. So therefore, it goes according to Rabbi Meir, that all Yam have the same halacha. And Horeb Yud, Rashi says, all the Torah that we learned, ain't rachs, you cannot wash yourself be Yamagodl. That goes according to Rabbi Yud, that he makes difference between the Yamagodl and the Shayam, like we'll soon see. So since there's some difference, therefore it's cholok, you can't wash yourself. What's the reason? The Gemara soon lasts. It doesn't make any sense. That's halacha and Ilchas Tumma. What does that have to do with Ilchas Shabbos? I call upon him, this is the Havamina, that according to Rabbi Yudah that makes the chilik between the Yamagod and the Yomim, maybe there's a difference in this Yamagod that you can't wash yourself on Shabbos. What's the difference? The Tanan, we learned like this. We learned that Kol HaYamim, all the oceans, Kimikva. Have a loch like mikvah. All oceans have a loch like a mikvah. Shnember it says, Lemikva, HaMayim, Koryamim, Divrabi Meya. That all the oceans have the same halacha. They all have a loch like a mikvah, meaning to say they do not have a loch like a mayin. And Rashi said that a mayin for the tefillas zav needs a mayin, or else we have zoyis of a tzipor of mitzora, tzipor of a mitzora davim. It has to be the mayin chayim. That's only good in the mayin from a well, but not from the oceans. They are not considered a mayin, but rather they're considered like a mikvah. That's from mayin. All the yam have the same halacha. Rabbi Yudah says no. Yam Agodla kemikva. Only the Yam Agodla is like a mikvah. Flonem yamim elishiyesh by mina yam harbei. There has a lot of different type of waters in the Yam Agodla. So only the Yam Agodla has a locha like a mikvah. But the other oceans are cholak have a locha like a mayin. Rashi flonem yam loshin rabim elim avnei shemurovim by mina yam harbei. Shikol anecholam olchem elayom. Rabbi Yosi says. Kol ha-yamim mitayim b'zeichlan, no. He holds all the yamim, all the oceans are mitayim, rushes v'yam ha-godol, teres mayim, yes, there's a locha like a mayim on it. And therefore, mayim zeichlan, running water, also is kosher. Linyin shei mitayim b'zeichlan, even when the water is running. Not like a mikveh. Mikveh can only be mitayim when it's standing still, b'ashbarin. Not when the water is running. Only a mayim could be mitayim when the water is running. Therefore, Yosi says, "Kol ha'yam etarim zechem." All the oceans have a loch like zech, like a mayin. Of sudlum mazavlum mitzoroyim. Or the kadosh ben mechatas. But still, it's possible for a mitzora or for a zav to use the kadosh ben mechatas, because the ma'isa yields mayim chaim. It's not called. The pasuk calls it a mikveh. It's not called mayim chaim. Even though it has loch, it could be metayer. Even though the water is moving. That's only the kumitari when the water is moving. And this prat is like a mayin, not like a mikvah. But as ikir alacha, the tire that needs a mayim chayim, like the mayim for mechatis, or the water for the mitzairah, for the zavim, that even Gracie agrees now it's possible to use from the yamim, yidavkev take it from a well. Rako ponim, according to Rabbi Yeshiti, you see all the yam have the same alacha. Therefore, since you let her wash yourself in other oceans, in other rivers, you can wash yourself also in the Yamagodol on Shabbos. So Nisti Gemara asks, Mask of Lord of Nachim, Nachman asks a question back, Mask of Lord of Nachim by Yitzchok, Eimo, the Feligi, when do they argue Remain of Yosin Rabbonin, Linyan Tumah? That's the Tyrant. They get to what's called the Mikveh, what's called the Mayim, that's all. But Linyan Shabbos, Mishamda, what's that do with Hilchos Shabbos though? For Shabbos, what should be the difference? Whether you should be allowed to wash here or not. That's all the same type of water. So if you hold in one, yes, why the Yamagoda should be also? So Gemara says, Elo Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, Lakasha, there's no Spiro, Lakasha. Hodi Yishtoi, Hodelo Yishtoi. When do we say it's Mutter? If you don't stay there, you just go in and go out. So that's Derech Rechitza, that's Mutter. There where you're washing yourself. But when you stay in the water to soak yourself, that's Nikar Red Lishur Mefua, then it's also. Rashi says, Hodi Yishtoi the Gavei Osir. Samor says, so b'maya kimta, what do you say in the case talking about? Tabasarai said, lo yishtar, where do you say it's muta? In the case, we're not staying and they're just going in and out. Samor says, we do lo yishtar, if we don't wait there, safilu b'me mishranami. Even then, in this water that you soak flax, then should also be muta to wash yourself on Shabbos just to go in and to go out. To your tiny, we learn like this. Rechts and b'me tfer, you are allowed to wash yourself in b'me tfer on Shabbos. Over May Mishra and water that you soak the flax in. Over Yom Mishal Zdoim, and you allow to wash yourself in the waters of Zdoim. For Yafal P, even though Shiesh Lechatot and Breshi, you have mamash sores on your head, and you're going in there that the salt water should heal up your head, so Chur is like a refuah, still it's Mutter, but it says clearly the Breisa. But Medva, Mamuram, with the search, Le Nishtoi, if you do not wait in the water, Avon Nishtoi, but if you waited in the water, then it's also. If so, we can say our Braisa but Yamagod is talking about that you were Nishtoi, you waited there, and the Braisa says it's Mutter to learn Nishtoi, because if it's learn Nishtoi, if you didn't wait there, so even Yom Shel's Doim should also be Mutter. And there the Braisa says no, then the Mace Doim it's also. So it's like this Ella Yamagod la Yamagod la Kasha. Hod the Yofin Shaboy, Hod the Roim Shaboy. It depends where you wash yourself. If you wash yourself in the good water, then it's not Nikim Mishum Refu, it looks like you're washing yourself, that's Mutter to do on Shabbos. But when the Braisa says it's also, it means you wash yourself in the dirty part of it, the bare water of it. So that's Mucha Milsi, not doing it only for washing, but doing it for Refu, that's why it's also. Even in the case where you don't stay in there, still it's also. But May Mishra, that is the stereo where they could soak yourself in the water that you soak in flax in. Namilakash, they also there's no stereo over there. If you stay and wait in the water, then it's also. That's mucha, it's being done with Shemafua. But when you don't wait and don't stay, they just go in and go out, then we do not see you doing a Shemafua. Then it's nikastam being done, stam mishum or rechitza, and that's mutta to do on Shabbos. Now the Mishnah says, Ein oichlin izvin b'Shabbos. You're not allowed to eat this type of vegetable. On Shabbos, lefi sheinu meichabrim, because healthy people do not eat it. So it's muchemilsi. You take the mishum refuah. That's the law. The rabbanim made a gzera that on Shabbos you're not allowed to take medicine, because it's the gzera. If you take a pill to take medicine, maybe come to grind down the medicine, which would be an isabi raisa. So therefore, this type of a food, this isvan, that since it's called it's a Greek hysop, that since only sick people eat it, not a healthy person, it's mukhl mishumafu, it's also. Well, oichalu es yoyezer, but you'll eat this type of vegetable called yoyezer, mashma, not even healthy people eat, so it's not nikke mishumafu. Vishoysa aburoi, you'll eat drink this type of a drink, mashma, also healthy people drink it. Now, kol oichalin, all type of food, healthy food, oichal odom rafu, a person's not eat it, even though you're taking it out for rafu. You're taking it, if it's a carrot or a tomato, even though you're doing it for a food, but since it's healthy food that a normal person also eats, it's mukha, it's mutter, it's not nikr, mishum refua. The same thing with cholamashk, any type of a drink, shaysa, you like a drink also. If you're taking a hati now because you have a sore throat, it's mutter, because even healthy people also take hatis. Chutz mi made the kolam, excluding though, the made the kolam, the water of a palm tree, that's also because that's nikr, it's being done, mishum refua. The kais ikron, or also kais of the ikron, Rashi says that means a Jew liquid, shekoich no toiche ikri yirokas, the roots of the vegetables you crush in there, will be so make it smell, also it's not a stam of food, it's nikki mishum refua, therefore it's also. Like the Mishnah says, mufnei shehein li yiroka, people take this for the sickness of jaundice. So that's called refuah, that's also. Rashi, the person is a healthy person, so then he's allowed to drink this drink if he's thirsty. Because even though it's medicine, but since you're healthy, so you're not doing it for the medicine. You're doing something because you're thirsty, so now the bottle does not make a gzera. It's nika because you're healthy, that's not mishum refuah, therefore it's muta. Vesach, shem and ikrin, shalad refuah. You're allowed to rub yourself also with the oil of the roots, as long as it's not being done for the purpose of medicine. You're doing this time for your enjoyment, you're allowed to rub yourself with oil on Shabbos. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Yosef, Ezov. The Torah says you need an Ezov, the din of a Haisa. So what is that? That's a Barsa Bar Hamgi. That's what it is, this type of a Haisa, that's what the Torah means. Izun, when our Mishnah talks about Izun, it means a Barsa Bar Hinuk. That's what the Mishnah means to say. That's what this type of high stop is called. Ula Ma'ula said Marua Chiyura. Ula said no, the high stop of the Torah is a Maruya. It's a white Maruya. That's the type of a vegetable, a gross the Torah meant. And what happened was Ula Kloy Leve Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda. Ula went to visit Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda. Isla came out, they brought in front of him this Marua Chiyura, this white type of a Maruya. Omar, so he said, Yishno, Hainu Ezov, Dichsibi Raisa. This is the Ezov the Torah talks about. That's like of the Ezov. Rav Papi, Yom Papi says, Shumshik. No, he says, no, the Ezov Torah is called Shumshik. Omar, Rav Yimya, Midifta, Kavosik, Rav Papi, Mistav, it's more Mistav like Rav Papi says. Why? Because it's none, we learned like this. We learned that Mitzvah's Ezov, what is the Mitzvah of this Ezov, this high sop you have to take? That something that has shloisha klok and has three stalks to it, and each stalk uvem shloisha gavulin. Each stalk has like three little branches coming off it. Veshumshik hudu mishkacha sochi, and this growth of shumshik, that's the one that has this type of a shape. That's the ezav of the Torah. Lamai achilei, how can people eat? What purpose would a person eat this for? Smorin says lekukuni. That means to cure if you have worms in your stomach. But mayachli, how do you eat it? The sheva tamri uchmeto, eat it with seven black dates, and then eat this type of hyssop. It kills the worms in your stomach. The mayhevi, where does the worms come from? Me kimcha desara v'yit a barley flour decholif alayu aboim yoimin. That's 40 days old. If the barley flour was left 40 days old, that's why you have worms inside, and when you eat it, the tapeworms go into your stomach, so this is the way you kill it. Now the Mishnah says, Avol oichalu es yoezer, a person is not eat this yoezer. My yoezer, what is this yoezer? So the Morris says, Pusnak, it's called Pusnak, this type of a growth. Lemay achilo, like what do people eat it for? So the Morris says, Liarkiso. It's also for the goods, for the worms inside your stomach. If you have worms inside, this kills those worms. For my achilah, how do you eat this? Also, b'sheva tarmachiyut, you have to take white ones, seven white dates. For my heavy, what causes these worms to come inside your stomach? Someone says, mi'umtso, either from eating raw meat, or else umaya, or else drinking water, alibi rekon on an empty stomach. Or mi'bisra sham, or else from fatty meat, alibirakon, an empty stomach. May this with a tour, or else ox meat, also alibirakon, if you eat it on an empty stomach. Now the Gemara says, may am guza, if you eat nuts, alibirakon, on an empty stomach. Or megira de rubia. And if you eat these type of shoots, some say these are shoots of also growth. If you eat them, alibirakon, an empty stomach, also they cause you to have these worms. Or mishtemaya basrayu, and drink water after it, that causes you to have these worms. Viloi. Yeah. So therefore we say, what's the refuah for this? This yoezer, this is the refuah for this worm. Now, viloi, let's say you can't find this yoezer, you can't find the teat. So what other type of a refuah is there? Viloi. Liv latach lechiyurta. Let him swallow white cress. V'loi, if you can't find that, V'loi, leise betanisa, let him be in a fast. Let him fast. V'leisiv disrishan, let him bring fat meat. V'lishtei agumri, let him throw it over coals. V'limitz garmei, let him suck out a thick piece. Let him suck out a thick piece. V'limitz garmo, v'ligmoye chola, let him drink vinegar. And that will be refuah. V'ikad yarmi, some say, chola lo, no, you should not drink vinegar. Mishum de kosh v'kabda, because vinegar is bad for the liver. So that's not great, so do not take this. Do not take a liver. V'loi, if you can't find this though, then v'loi, le'laisi gurda, v'loi, if you can't find this, laisi gurda di asinta. Let him bring a gurda di asinta, digridi, that's like a scraping off from a thorn bush. Mila l'tisoi, let him scrape it off from top to bottom. Mila l'toi, but v'loi mitzolo l'loi, not from bottom to upwards. Do manafka idi pume. Maybe you'll come out, maybe the worm will come out through its mouth. Velishlak b'shichra, let him boil them up with strong drinks. Be'shivavi, by midnight, by chatzais. Olamocha nesachrin lenikvin di day. And the next day, he should close up his nikvin di day. Velish to let him drink. Let him close up his nose. Rashi says, for the koyach should not come out of his mouth, this drink that he drinks. So close up his nose and his ears, and therefore the Gemara says, again, Olamocha the next day, nisachrino l'nikva, let him close up his openings, like his ears and nose, the day. Felish, let him drink the strong drinks. V'chi mefana, when he has to go to the base of Kisei, mefana yap shchitcha the dikla. Let him be mefana, let him go. And Olamocham, Rashi says, that he peeled off the bark of a dekla of a palm tree. That would be a good place to also be able to kill out this worm that's inside you. Yeah, then the Mishnah says, v'shoysin abavura. You're allowed to drink this abavurua. Samora says, "My abavurua, what is this?" Samora says, "Chumtriya." So good. Samora's question, "My chumtriya, what is that?" Samora says, "Chutri yichidoi." It's like a lonely branch. Rashi says, "Chutri yichidoi, eight hagodu yichidi bloyanav." It has no other branches with it. A lonely staff. "Lemay avdilo." What do people take? What is it a rem? What is it? What does it cure you for? "Ligluya." Somebody drank almond covered water. So it's a shayla, it's mishum. There's some poison there. So if you drink this, it'll cure you. V'loi, if you don't find this, then leisei chamisha klili. Let him bring five roses, the chamisha kusos and five glasses, the shichra of strong wine. V'nishlakinu, let him boil them up together by their dodi. Adikaimi ha'antfaka, till it comes to the amount of an antfaka. It's a quarter. Vinishti, and let him drink that, and that will be a cure for him. Rashi says, "Adikaimi antvaka, shiyamo damida machzekas antvak v'revias lagas revias haluk." And the Mor says, "Imei deravach devoi, the mother rach devoi barami, avdole luhu gavro, she made this for a certain man. So luhu gavro chad kalilo, she made this that she." Only one row she took, chad klilo, v'chad kusaso, and one glass of strong wine, the shikra. Shoko, she cooked them up, v'yishtikusa, and she made him drink it. And v'shaga tenura, she lit up the oven, v'garfase, and she cleaned it out, v'yosve levinte. And she placed the bricks, the gavei in it, vinofik, and then the poison of the snake went out, kohutsa yiroka, like a green palm leaf. That's how it came out. Rav Avia, Om Rav Avia says like this, Rav Yosa dechalba. Rav Avia says a quarter of a lug of milk, that's what you should drink. Me'iza chiyuta, from a white goat, that's what's good to drink. Rav Huna bayudu ama laisi esroi gechalisa, let him bring a sweet esrig, v'lechkayu, and let him scoop hollow it out, for limlayo dushlam, fill it up with honey, for lois for bay melila, and let him set it on burning, valais valay melila denur, let him put it on something burning. She says, manich wagabi gecholim lechshas, darring out coals, see his bask lesu b'dvash, that the esu should be cooked up with its honey, valechla, and then let him eat it. Rav Chanina Ruchina says, may raglayim b'nei aboyim yom, if you drink urine that's 40 days old, that's also a remedy, it also heal you for this. Perizno, like if you take this, that's a refua, lizibura, if you got stung by a wasp. Revia, if you take a quarter of a lug, that's liakra, if you got stung by a scorpion. Palga, a half of it, palgravi means quite an eighth, a half of a quarter, ligluya, if you drank uncovered water. River, if you drink a quarter of it, afil lukshafamalo. Even for witchcraft, also it's good. A number of yerkins are like this. A nigron, a type of vegetable soup, via vangor, visirikayu, malu. These things are good, bain ligluya, bain lukshafam. Whether you're taking it for water that was drunk and was uncovered, because of some kishif of witchcraft, these things are good. So Rashi says, "Anigrim v'yavnim chiraiku, mind this water shenishlag bem v'nigre min esav sheshmei v'nigri. Water cooked up like the vegetables. Stam anigrim meshal trot, and stam vegetables means kuta with beets. There mean anigrim mai the soka. To get to these things also is a type of refuah." To kill out these for this worm, for this bite, or for either for the legluye, or for if somebody swallowed a snake went down his throat. Is luchli kishusa b'mucha? Let him eat kishusa, another type of a growth of a herb, the milcha with salt. Let him run 3 mil. That will help you to kill the snake inside you. Rav Simi Barashi Chazai Elohu Gavru. Rav Simi Barashi saw a person. The Bola Chiviyah. He saw him swallow a snake. The snake went down him. Is Idmole Kaparsha. He appeared to him like a horseman. Oichla Kishusa B'milch. He made him eat this herb Kishusa with salt. Viharite Kamen. He made him run in front of him. Tlosimili. 3 miles. Vinofik Mene Guvi Guvi. And then the snake came out of him in pieces. Ikadiyamri, some say, Rav Simi Barashi Bola Chiviya. It was Rav Simi Barashi himself that swallowed the snake. Is also Eliyahu. Eliyahu Anavi came. Idmile Kaparsha. He appeared to him like a horseman. Oichlo Kishusa B'milch. He made him eat his Kishusa with salt. Viyarete Kamei Tlasimili. And then he made him run in front of him 3 miles, 3 mil. Vinofak Mine Guvi Guvi. And then the snake came out of Yasima Barashi, like in pieces. Rashi says, Guvi means chatichas, chatichas, pieces. Yotza hanofesh mimenu. So the Mara Haiman de Tarke Chiviyah. If a person got bit by a snake, is leisei uvro de chamro. Let him bring the uber of a chamor, of a donkey. Chivruto, a white one. Rashi uber hanimsa b'meya chamor levon. It's the kid. A donkey's kid when it's still in the mother's stomach, if it's a white one. The lois fe'alavai, he should sit on top of it, and that will cure him. The honey milid lo yishtaka treifa. It's only if when you cut up the donkey itself is not a treifa. So the Gemara Maisa. Hahu bar kishi kosher. It was like a policeman. Such the Pumpadisa, of Pumpadisa. So Drashi bar kasha means memuna lamelech. He was appointed by the king. He was a Yisrael. So what happened? The Tarke Chaviya, a snake bit him. Have a Tlesa Chamri Chivra to the Pompadisa. There were 13 donkeys in Pompadisa. And he knew this Aitza, that if you get bit by a snake, you're supposed to take and the Uber of the Chamor and sit on top of it. So Karinu Lukulu, they opened them all up, Vishtachu Treifa, and all 13 were Treifas. So it's not going to cure them. No, have a Chodabu who gives the Pumpadisa. They remember themselves that there's another Chamor on the other side of Pumpadisa. So this policeman sent for it.
is that the Yozli, when he was going to get it, when he was going to get it, Ochlari, a lion came in the meantime and ate up this Bar Kishidis policeman. Is Omalu Abaye said about this Maisa, Dilma Chivra de Rabbanan Tarki. You know why this person was killed? Like, they didn't let him in the Shemayim find the cure, because he was bit because of a curse of the Rabbanan. We'll soon see what that means. The Lesley Asusa. For that purpose, if a snake bites you because you don't listen to the Rabbanan, for that bite there's no heal. There's no healing. There's no cure for it. The Pasuk in Kehillah says, O Poireids Geda Yeshchenu Nochish. If somebody breaks down the fence, that means he does not listen to the gzeiros that the Rabbanan make. He doesn't listen to the Rabbanan. He's Yeshchenu Nochish. A snake should bite him. And on this bite, we said that there's no refuah for it. So here, this person tried to get the refuah. So the Shman, they didn't let him. They came there and they came and ate him up. Omalei, so they told back to Abaya, In Rebbe, you said good, you said right. Because we know what the Maisa was. We know why this person got this bite. The Maisa was the Chinach Nashid Rav. When Rav was Nifter, his Gozar Rav Yitzchok Bar Bisna. Rav Yitzchok Bar Bisna made a gzeir of his door. The Leko, the Limtayu Asio. People should not bring Asio the Tadasim. The Gidmo Levehi Lulu. And the Gidmo, it's also like a Luluf, a Deco tree, a Deco branches. They should not bring these two things, Adasim and a Gidmo Levehi Lulu, to a Chasna. The Taflo, to play with it, to make music with it. And what was the Xeru? Since Rav was Nift, he didn't want the people to be too happy that year. So he made Xeru, when you make a Chasna, don't bring these things. The Ozel Ihu, now this person before, this Bar Kashia, this policeman of Pompadisa, he made a Chasna. And Amtiasi, he didn't listen and he brought Hadasim. The Gidmo Levehi Lulu, and he brought this to the Chasna. The Tavla, to make music with him. Is Tarka Chivra, so the Maestro was, a snake came and bit him. Or missed, and he died from it. Because since he didn't listen to the Gzeiro that Rav Yitzchak Bar Bisna made, he was a Purit Geder, his Yashchenu Nochash. Shrashi, the Chinach Nafshe, the Rav Goza, Rav Yitzchak, Shiyu Mamayetim Mesimchi. Made Gzeiro that year, there shouldn't be too much Simcha.
Alright, turn over, continue on the other side.